Lance 10B9.
These are the adventures of Lance Stallion, radio detective. Extremely Long Beach Vice, Chapter 9. Everybody wants to rule a machine parts empire.
Extremely Long Beach, California, my home. Sun, surf, exotic vegetation, beautiful girls, and site of one of the most grisly crimes in human history. The whole police department wiped out while working on a case. My vengeance, solve the case and return the stolen Cuisinart to the fern bar it was taken from. Dingo, what are you doing? Dingo!
I'm listening to a record, Lance.
Well, have you noticed something, Dingo?
Oh, yeah, yeah, it's skipping. I'll fix it, Lance. Don't reload. I'll fix it.
How am I supposed to think when something like that is...
Engine going? Room to family room!
Huh?
Engine room to family room! Hey, Lance! Angry torch-wielding mob coming up the pier!
Huh?
Excuse me, Heather?
Hoodlums and scum at 10 o'clock!
Oh, listen, Heather. Call them and cancel it. I got something else at 10 that can't wait.
No, Lance! I mean... Ah!
Got to keep our priorities straight,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I agree with you 100% there, Lance. But I want to know now, where on our list of priorities do we put the fire in the galley there and the axes chopping up the hull?
They'll have to wait, Dingo. We got a Cuisinart to find.
Yeah.
Oh,
hi there.
Hi,
Mr. Mob. Coming through. Sorry about the foot monster there. Wait, Lance. Look.
They're burning the scotch and cola, Dingo. Our home, our haven. Our old stomping ground gone to ashes.
Shades of General Sherman, Lance. Oh, I just thought of something. Heather was in there, Lance.
Oh, you're right.
Oh, could we just take a moment here to think about her and Dad?
Goodbye, Heather.
Her name was Lola. She was a showgirl with yellow feathers in her hair and a dress cut down her...
That's enough, Dingo. Let's go.
Yeah.
Hey, you two!
Heather?
Heather?
Where are you?
In the tree trunk!
Well, what are you doing in the tree trunk?
It seems safe!
Well, hey, this is good. Come on, Dingo. You and me will go solve the case. Heather, nice to see you're alive. Rebuild the houseboat.
So, everyone's all right. Can Heather rebuild the houseboat? Where will she live if she doesn't? Hey, wait a minute. How did she get in that stupid tree anyway? Answers next time. On Chapter 10, Extremely Long Beach Vice, Lance Stallion, Radio Detective.
I've been working on the houseboat all the livelong day! Hey, I wonder if I shouldn't be dumping it in the water instead of in the landfill. Nah, Lance won't mind. Someone in the kitchen with Dingo!
It's a tough shitty, Dingo.
Lance 10B10.
These are the adventures of Lance Stallion, radio detective. Extremely Long Beach Vice, Chapter 10, A Walk on the Tiled Side.
You said we should return the Cuisinart to the Snazaroo Club, Howard. And we return the Cuisinart to the Snazaroo Club, Howard.
Yeah, now we and us don't have a Cuisinart, but our consciences are clean.
That's true.
It's only logical. By returning stolen property, you reduce the odds for police brutality, increase your chances for a light sentence, and keep trade in the economic mainstream, thus contributing to the upturn in the index of economic indicators.
Oh, that's keen.
The next thing is... Next, we turn us into the FBI.
Yeah.
Right. Let's go.
Everybody, free.
There they are, Lance.
Eat miracle, then, maggots.
Hey, there's some bullets blowing out my brain.
And just when I was getting good at reading...
Got the scum. Okay, Howard.
coward.
Mr. Stallion, you've made a horrible mistake.
Hey, that's gratitude for you. Hey, now listen now, huh? This man, this hero, this sceptered isle, this stallion spares no expense, risks his life and loses his houseboat to get you out of trouble, and then you say it's a mistake. Let's go, Lance. You don't need this. Let's go.
But I was never in any trouble.
Howard, you're a creep.
No, Mr. Stallion, I'm a genius.
Well, at any rate, I guess the case is closed then.
Oh, wait, one more thing.
What?
Hey, Bud.
What you want, Governor?
You the guy that's been following us around singing songs while we fight crime?
That's right.
We ain't paying you.
That's all right. I do it for love. You gonna shoot me now?
Nah.
So, the case is closed and the streets are safe.
For now.
But can it last?
Nah.
Find out how on the next exciting adventure of Lance Stallion, Radio Detective.
Hey, Lance! You like the new houseboat?
Great, Heather. Just like the old one.
Hey, come on, everybody. Let's celebrate. I'll mix some banana malt liqueur up, huh?
Wouldn't it be a little better to raise some money for scholarships so youngsters don't turn to lines of crime?
You're a creep, Howard.
Let's sing a song.
It's the little old lady from Pasadena.
Now I shoot ya.
No, Mr. Stallion. I'm a genius.
It's a tough shitty, Dingo.
Barry Sweatshirt Show for November 16th, 1985.
Fighting Bleeder football is on the air. It's the Coach Barry Sweatshirt Show. Yes, the field mentor of the Fort Hemophilia Community College Fighting Bleeder football team. Barry Sweatshirt picks the winners. Now, here's your host, the voice of the Bleeders, Yasha Foymi.
Well, thanks, Puddinhead, and this is Yasha Foymi, radio voice of the Fighting Bleeders on KLOT Radio in Fort Hemophilia. And join me once again as we welcome a man who understands no introduction, Coach Barry Sweatshirt. Coach?
Good to be here, Yasha, because if I weren't, my molecules might be dispersed throughout the universe. That worries me.
Would
sometimes.
Be a bizarre situation. Yeah. Well, tough game for the Fighting Bleeders last week. Took on the Southern California TV producers.
First they ran a draw, then they ran kind of a spinoff from the draw, then they ran another draw but with different guys and they didn't call it a draw. I wish I caught on earlier because we may have kept them out of the end zone once.
I've never seen so many car crashes and so much gratuitous violence in one football game in my entire life.
Yeah, well, we
tough
didn't
game.
Feel so gratuitous.
Well, you'll be home this week at Tsarevich Alexis Onion Dome Stadium taking on an Air Force.
Yeah, they're coming from all over, and those, what do they call them, MIGs?
I'm not somewhere. Sure. All I know is it's not one of ours.
No.
I do understand most of the slit trenches are ready at Tsarevich Alexis Stadium, and best of luck in that game this week. Let's move ahead to the prognostication portion of our program. 3-4 last week, Coach, 29-41 for the year. That's a 414 percentage.
Kind of nice and, 4-1-4. I like that. Sounds like a play.
Shall we start picking? Let's start with games of moderate interest to the uninitiated. UNO at home against South Dakota. I think they're ranked number 10 in the division.
Well, now that the big Elmwood Park thing settled, the kids can relax and play football. So UNO will have no problem. 95-3.
Elmwood Park off their mind. The Mavs triumphant 95-3 over South Dakota. Iowa takes on Purdue.
Iowa started pretty good, but boy, it ended up rotten. Last week, 59-0. I'd be ashamed of that. They'll lose 60-7 again.
They won last. Okay, you're picking Purdue 60-7 over Iowa. Let's go to the Big Eight. Iowa State visits K-State, the Cyclones, and the Mildcats.
No Iowa State team has ever lost on a day when the month, day, and year add up to 2012, as happens today. So Iowa State will win 48-7.
Picking Iowa State 48-47 over K-State. Oklahoma State in Columbia, Missouri.
Well, Missouri's dragging out the uniforms from their golden age, kind of royal blue. They wear stirrups, little baseball caps, you know, so they'll win. Missouri will win 2-1.
Missouri gets the crowd going wearing their baseball uniforms and beats the Cowboys 2-1. Colorado at Oklahoma.
This game's being protested by the ASPCA because the Oklahoma puppy dogs might get crunched. 88-0, Colorado, no problem.
Pickin' the Buffs to win in the Bone Bash versus Oklahoma, 88-0, KU at Nebraska.
Kansas always likes to play in Lincoln because they bring so much happiness to so many people, and no difference here. 98-8, Nebraska will win.
Pickin' the Huskers, 98 over KU's 8. And you got a tip for a teenage grader again this week, Coach.
Sure. Learn a good trade for when you're crippled and useless to football. A lot of countries pay a good wage for computer parts. Find out about it.
Well, thanks for that tip, Coach. And this is Yasha Foymi reminding you, luck is like a blocking sled. You can only push it so far. Rumors and gossip are like jockstraps. Never share them. And life is like a tackling dummy, chock full of useless stuff. See you next week.
Join us again next week and keep your finger on the pulse of college football with the Coach Barry Sweatshirt Show on Z92.
I almost didn't make it. I know, I didn't.